Testimony continues this week in the trial of former Fullerton Police Department Corporal Jay Cicinelli and former officer Manuel Ramos. They're both accused of killing mentally ill homeless man Kelly Thomas in the summer of 2011 outside of a Fullerton transit station. An expert on excessive force testified in court today. And joining us with more on that case on the trial is Gustavo Arellano, editor of OC Weekly, and he has this week's Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
Now, this is the most anticipated criminal trial in years in Orange County, and a lot of emotion, right?
Absolutely. Not since the Heidel gang rape trial of last decade has a trial been so anticipated as this one. And it's such an important case for the district attorney's office that DA Tony Rakakis is arguing the case himself. No one can really remember the last time he argued the full case. Sometimes he shows up for the initial opening arguments, but this one he really believes that justice must be served for Kelly Thomas in trying these two former Fullerton police officers.
And opposing Rakakis is defense attorney John Barnett, who represented one of the officers in the Rodney King beating. Right?
Yeah, so I think the reason Tony wants to take this one on his own because Barnett has a history with long history defending police officers accused of crimes all over Southern California. When it was a Heidel gang rape trial, John Barnett also successfully acquitted the three men that were accused of gang raping a girl in the first trial. Then, of course, the second trial they ended up losing. Barnett is notorious for being a really great lawyer. Even his biggest detractors will say there are few lawyers that are better in defending in criminal defense than Barnett. So it really is a clash of the titans right now.
Let's talk about sort of the merits of this case and what the prosecutors claim that the beating eventually led to the death of Kelly Thomas, that there was excessive force used by those police officers. The defense is arguing that Thomas's past alcohol and drug use weakened his heart. And that's what killed him.
Yeah, the defense has something going against it, namely the videotape that shows Ramos and Cicinelli, and then later on other police officers who aren't charged, pummeling Thomas, sitting on top of him, really trying to bring him under control. So what they're saying, if you follow their logic, what they're saying is that if Kelly Thomas hadn't used drugs in the past, if Kelly Thomas hadn't wrecked his own body, that he would have been able to either survive that beating or, more importantly, he would have known that it's not smart to disobey an officer's commands. What Rakakis is saying, though, and this is pretty revolutionary for somebody as conservative as Rakakis, is that he said that if a member of the public thinks that they're being under attack wrongfully by a police officer, they have every right to leave or at the very least defend themselves. So it's going to be interesting to see how far each of those arguments go with the jury.
The trial does continue, and there will be another trial after this one wraps up for a third police officer who was also involved in the struggle, if you will.
Exactly.
Joe Wolf.
Yeah, Officer Wolf. Him and Cicinelli, they're facing misdemeanors. Ramos is the only one that's being tried as a felony. So again, that also has raised questions as to whether Rakakis was smart in trying, two officers for a misdemeanor, one for a felony, and then the other officers. There were six there on the scenes, and not charging the other officers at all.
All right, Gustavo Arellano, you'll keep a close eye on it, as will we. From OC Weekly, Gustavo, thanks.
Gracias.